I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. State officials say nearly 200 healthcare workers in Wisconsin have received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine so far. They and nursing home residents are the first getting vaccinated. Department of Health Services Secretary Designee Andrea Palm says the state is expected to receive about 50,000 doses of the vaccine this week. She says it's being distributed at several hubs across Wisconsin.
Yeah, so our hubs are locations that are geographically diverse around the state. We've got at least one in every region of the state, and they are partners who have volunteered because they have this ultra-cold storage.
Palm says she doesn't know how many doses of the Pfizer vaccine the state will receive next week, but she says the state is expecting about 100,000 doses of the vaccine made by Moderna to arrive. Palm says unlike the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna's doesn't need to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, and it can be sent directly to administrators instead of through the regional hubs. In a media briefing Wednesday, Palm said the state hasn't seen a spike in cases resulting from Thanksgiving, but reminded people to remain vigilant. That means wear a mask and practice social distancing.
I think we feel pretty good about where our numbers are post-Thanksgiving, recognizing that we are still, as a general proposition, way too high. Our hospitals are still strained. They are still having significant staffing shortages. We are still seeing too many deaths.
Palm says over the past 2 weeks, the average number of daily new cases in Wisconsin has dropped nearly 9%. On Wednesday, the state reported just more than 2,400 new cases and 74 deaths. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.